Sister Anne Margaret O'Hara says a significant part of the church's modern history in downstate Indiana and Illinois can be traced back to the French-born Mother Theodore, who established her order here in 1840.
She got here at the request of the Bishop of Vincennes. This, if you know church organization, this whole area, including Chicago, was in the Diocese of Vincennes. And he requested her to come for the education of women and the faith development of children. So that was when she was a Sister of Providence in France.
And so she founded the Western, I guess, version of the order, correct?
She founded the Sisters of Providence in the United States. That's correct.
What drove her to take that challenge and to succeed in that challenge?
You can answer that question two ways. One way is that her superiors in France felt that if she would lead the mission, we would be able to go to the mission in Indiana. If she did not, we would not be able to come. So they felt that she had the leadership ability and the religious commitment. She herself felt that she was of too poor health to do it, and so she didn't offer, but they asked her to go, and then she accepted it, I believe because she was a woman that had extraordinary belief in Providence and trust in Providence, and that sense of obedience to mission and that call to really go where she could make a difference.
When did the move towards sainthood really begin for Mother Theodore?
You know, actually in 1909. There were people at the turn of the century and earlier who had expressed that they had prayed to Mother Theodore for her interceding with God for favors for them, for healing, and that these had been granted. And they went to the Archbishop, Archbishop Chatard, who himself was a medical doctor in the 1900s, and he was the one that initiated pursuing the whole church process, which is very intricate, for becoming a saint. And then, you know, we had the First World War and the Second World War, and really didn't pursue it in any depth until we hired a new church attorney, we would call a postulator, in 1994. And actually in the 80s, we began the translation of all of her letters, and we had to put together the story of the position of her life and try to explain how she lived heroic virtues.
But Sister Anne Margaret says supporters needed to document two miracles that could be attributed to Mother Guerin's intercession. The first led to her beatification back in 1998. Pope Benedict confirmed the second just last week. It involved the prayers of the facilities manager for the Sisters of Providence, Phil McCord. He was scheduled for a corneal transplant, but his eye problem disappeared.
All of that material, that testimony, was reviewed by three different groups in Rome, a group of physicians that belong or attached to the Vatican, a group of theologians, and a group of cardinals. And after all of that was happened, it was presented to the Pope, and that's what was approved on last Friday, that the Pope accepted all of the testimony that this indeed was something that could not be explained scientifically, was what the Church would call a miracle.
The Vatican will later announce a canonization date for Mother Theodore Guerin, possibly this fall, and Sister Anne Margaret and a large contingent from St. Mary of the Woods hope to be there.
It's exciting, and it's also, there's a feeling of sacredness and awe about it, as far as I'm concerned, that we would be blessed with this woman and that she's being held up now for all women and men around the world, regardless of their faith. Phil McCord is not a Catholic, and I think that's another way of saying we are all for all people, you know.
Sister Anne Margaret O'Hara is the General Superior of the Sisters of Providence, based in Indiana. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.